Yesterday, we talked about the two Shvatim. Whose main tafkid was Limud HaTorah. And they're very different, Yisachar and Levi. Yud Beis Shiftei Kor with 12 people who formed a nation that was based on Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says, V'sitcha Elyon HaKol HaGoyim Asher Osa V'tihilo L'Shem V'Seferes V'yoscha Am Kadosh L'Hashem Elokecha. Being a Goy Kadosh, what does that mean? It means it's the difference between the word Am and the word Goy. Both mean nation. We're not an Lioscha, we're Goy Kadosh. The word goy is Miloshim Gvio, a body. It's one unit. The human body is one integrated, coordinated unit. It's a Gvio. A goy is a nation because they have some unifying factor. We are a goy kadosh because Klal Yisrael are a nation because we have believe in Kedusha. That means that which unifies the French people into a people, maybe a culture, maybe a biology, maybe a language, but that which unifies Klal Yisrael into a unified people is the fact that we're a spiritual nation. Now, that says to be a Jew means to be a part of this nation, and to be part of this nation means that my goals in life, my purpose in life, is serving HaKadosh Baruch. It's not something incidental. Among the many things that I have, it's incidental. I'm a human being. There's certain incidental things about me that don't define me. I'm right-handed. I'm not left-handed. No big deal. That doesn't define anything about me. Being a Jew defines who exactly I am. I often quote the Pasuk in Yonah. They ask Yonah who he was. Miata, who are you? Mayayin Tova, where do you come from? Mamalachtocho, Meizamata. You're Syrian, you're from Plishtim, you're Mori, where are you? Who are you? Ivrianochi. A Jew defines himself. That's who we are. I mean, because that's what defines us, we're Goy Kadosh. What unifies us as a nation is the bris between ourselves and our Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it unifies us as a nation. Because that's what unifies us as a nation. And ulasitcha elyon al kol hagoyim asher oso l'tehila l'shem ulseferes. And he expects us to be elyon al kol hagoyim asher oso, to be superior. In what sense are we superior? Doesn't say because we're smarter. Doesn't say because we're richer. Doesn't say we have more Nobel Prizes. L'tehilo l'shem u'seferes l'yoscho am koi kodosh. That means we have to act in a way that makes us superior. And that is because we're a goy kodosh. Means when a Jew goes into a business deal, he has to know a very simple thing. That I'm a Jew. My purpose in life is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave me a Shulchan Aruch how to do it. And whether it's good for the business deal or bad for the business deal, the most essential part of my being is not making a good business deal and not a good business deal. Is making sure it conforms to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants out of me. And only once I do that can I do the business deal. We're a nation because at every point of our decision-making process, we have to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a way of going through this world called the Torah. And we have a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not superior because we make better business deals. We're not superior because of a lot of things. We're superior because we recognize our metzius as a nation is the fact that we have a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that demands of us a certain type of behavior and a certain type of performance. Interesting, in Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov, Vayikri Yaakov el Bonov, Vayomer, Heyosfu Vagilo Lochem, Eitz Hashem Yikri Eschem Bachrus Hayomim. So Rashi says, Bikesh Lugavos is Haketz. V'nistalku Mimene Shechino, V'hizchol Omed Varam Acherim. He wanted to explain to them the whole Mahalach of Jewish history down to the Kates, the end when Mashiach will come. Nistalku Mimene Shechino, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. Rashi quotes a Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we can't know that. And interesting, the Pasuk in Daniel. Pasuk in Daniel says that the Malach revealed to Daniel the cheshbon of when Mashiach is coming. And Daniel said, I don't understand it. And then the Malach gave him another cheshbon. And Daniel said again, I don't understand it. And then the Malach told Daniel, Lech Daniel, Ki chasumim v'stumim hadvorim mimcho arei saketz. Because it's sosum v'chosum. It's closed up until Mashiach comes. Remember, I once asked my Rebbe Zecharia Livracha, simple kasha. Chazal tell us that not all the nevuas were revealed. Only the nevuas that were necessary l'doros. So I said, here we have a nevuah, a cheshbon, and Daniel is told, you'll never understand it. So why is it recorded? He answered me because we learned two things from here. There is a cheshbon, number one. One shouldn't think Mashiach's coming is without a cheshbon. No, it is a cheshbon. And don't try to understand it because you'll never understand it. And therefore, that's the reason this had to be recorded. So it's a cheshbon, and we'll never understand it. That's what Rashi says. The Zohar HaKadosh says something else. That Yaakov, not Nistalkum and Shechina, he actually revealed it to them. But what we have here isn't what Yaakov said, it's how they received it and how they interpreted it. Why? Because the Pasuk at the end of Vayigash says as follows. That when Yosef came to brought the brothers to Mitzrayim, he wanted them to live in Eretz Goshen. They should be separate. And Vayoma Yosef Elechav, Yosef told his brothers, Vel Beisovit, and all the Jews then, all the 70, Elav Agila Farva, Omra Elav, and I'll tell him, Achayu Beisovi, Asheberetz Knan, Bo Eli, and the Hanoshim Roet Song, Anshimik Nehoyu. And when Paro asks you, what do you do? You'll say, we're Anshim Miklin, we're shepherds. Why? He saw of us Mitzrayim called Roet Song. Because Mitzrayim hates all Roet Song. They have contempt for all Roet Song. It's a very interesting advice. You're coming to a new country, tell them something what do you do? Something that everyone here absolutely hates and has contempt for. That's what the Pasuk says. Well, why would Yosef wasn't a stupid person? Why would he set his brothers up? Vayavo Yosef, Vayagi Lefaro, Vayoma. Now, Yosef didn't trust them. Yosef thought that they were going to say something that they were to make themselves look chashiv. So, Vayoma, and he says, Avi V'achai V'tzon B'korem. Okay, he says, we're here temporarily. We know you hate Roet Song. You don't have any use for Roet Song. And we're gonna sit we're gonna settle in a side place called Eretz Goshen. Why did Yosef do this? Because Yosef understood that there was a danger. For the Achei Yosef to conduct themselves in the way they did as different when they were in Canaan wasn't difficult. They're a superior group of people. And being a superior group of people, they were part not of the most advanced society of the ancient world. So they were different. But here, he felt there's going to be a danger. They're coming into the most sophisticated, powerful, and wealthy society of the ancient world. Maybe they're going to be chapped by it. Maybe it's going to grab them. So he says, I want you on the side, in a separate place. I don't trust you. Now Yosef, a tremendous keichas nefesh, he was able to be in the royal palace for 9 years. And for 13 years he was in Mitzrayim, it didn't affect him at all. But he wasn't so sure about all the other members of Bnei Yisrael. And he says, hey, be different, do something that they're going to look down on you. Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim. The pasuk ends, Be'eretz Goshen. Vayeochazuva, and they were grabbed by it. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, to the degree that they were grabbed and impressed with Egyptian culture, to that degree, they could not understand Yaakov Avinu explaining to them the case. Then Madrega went down. Vayikru Yimei Yisrael Lomus, Vayikru Livno Liyosef. And then, when Yaakov Avinu dies, the pasuk says, "Vayitzav osam leimor, vayivarech osam ish asher kibikoso beirach osam, vayitzav osam vayomer aleim, ani ne'asof elami, kivru osi alavosai, bury me in Eretz Yisrael." Chevron. Now, when the brothers carried him, Chazal tell us they carried him in the same way that the Shvatim were camped in the Midbar. And there was something very unique about the way the Shvatim camped in the Midbar. When Shvatim camped in the Midbar, there was the Mishkan in the middle. Around them was Shevet Levi, and around them were the Yud Beis Shiftei Kohar, Reuven here. There was a whole arrangement. And then each Shevet had a Degel. Each Shevet had a Degel. And Chazal tell us a very interesting thing, that the day they were given the Degolim was like the day of Kabbalah Satera. Tremendous simcha. Oh, so special. And the answer is, what did each Degol represent? Since being a Jew means that the purpose of my life is Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a Goy Kadosh. And the reason Al Sitcha Elyon Al Kol HaGoyim Asher Osu LeTehilo L'Shem L'Teferes is because we are a Goy Kadosh. And our purpose is a spiritual purpose. That's what defines us as a nation. So therefore, each Shevet had its own unique derech in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there are many ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since there are many ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so each Shevet had a degel that defined for them their unique derech in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when they had that clarity, what was the derech in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So there's a tremendous simcha. It's a form of Kabbalah HaTorah. We know exactly the Torah is very broad, very wide, and can be fulfilled in many different ways. And because of that, each Shevet was given, this is your chelik, this is your chelik, and all together, it's one Klal Yisrael serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Yaakov Avinu gave them each of their tzivuyim, and whether it's Zvulun L'Chof Yamim, or whether it's Yisocha Chamogorim, he's giving them and defining for them their derech in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way they were in the Midbar is the way they stood there. Now, in the Midbar, what happened was they were all around the Mishkan. They were all equidistant from the center. Because there's this Derech Avodah that's good, and there's this Derech Avodah that's good, there's this Derech Avodah that's good, and it's all equidistant from the center. But there's one Shevet that's closer in. And that Shevet is Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi had that extra madrega and avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu that made them closer. So we discussed yesterday, they had that. They took that passion, that inspiration that they had, and they took that passion, inspiration they had, and they directed it to avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every personality has different. Every person has different parts of his personality, and that fire and that drive and that passion, they directed to Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that uplifted them. And therefore, they were further in. And the Rambam says, it's an important Rambam. Rambam brought off in the end of Shemitah V'Yovel. However, this ability to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take that passion that was in Shevet Levi, which is the reason that they did not succumb to the attractiveness of Egyptian culture. They did not succumb to the Egel Azov. And that is what put them in a separate madrega and enabled them to be closer in. Every human being can join that. V'lo shevet levi v'vad, v'loma lo zocha levi, v'nachlat eretz yisrael v'bizosa imechov, v'eshu huvdu l'avodas Hashem l'shorso. They are separated. They are obligated. And here there's a difference between shevet levi and all the other Shifteka. Shevet Levi, because they took that initiative of using that passion for Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then in the Mishkan, after the Egel, they were separated and obligated, l'dorei doros, shehuvdu, they're separated, la'avodas Hashem, that the purpose of their lives is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'shorso u'lehoros, and to teach, drochov ha'yesharim, u'mishpatov ha'tzadikim l'rabim. They have to teach two things to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Midos Tovos and Mishpatov HaTzadikim and the Haloch Haloch at the Klal Yisrael. Shenema Yoru Mishpatecho LeYaakov V'Sorosho LeYisrael. What is Mishpatecho LeYaakov V'Sorosho LeYisrael? Mishpatim, well, that's simple Haloch, Dalach Halki Shulchan Aruch. Torosho LeYisrael, that is Midas Tovos. Lefikach, and therefore, Huvdalu, they're separated. Midarkei Ha'olam. They're not part of the world. Lo Orchei Milchama, they do not go out to war. Kishar Yisrael. Lo Nochalim, they do not inherit. V'lezochem le'atzman b'koch gufam. Through the power of their body. They are dedicated to spiritual goals completely, and that is their obligation. Elohim Chel Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army, Shenema Baruch Hashem Chelo, V'Baruch Hu Zikolahem, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them matnas levio and matnas kohuna. Then the Rambam says, "Velo shevet Levi bilvad, ela kol ish fi ish mikol boy ha'olam." Every human being. Then there's every Jew. Tana be'elyo says every human being. And there are two criteria: shenod v'rucho, who has the inspiration, v'havino mado'o, and the understanding. It takes two things for a person to dedicate his life to Avodas HaKadosh Baruch. Number one, he has to understand what's important in this world and what's not important in this world, what lasts in this world and what doesn't last in this world. He knows how to separate Ikir from Tofel. But that's not enough. He has to also nod v'rucho. He has to have that inspiration. And what does that mean? Libodo, to separate himself, la'amud lifnei Hashem. He also, just as Sheva Levi was separated, he has to separate himself. L'deyos Hashem, to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'holach yoshar. Kamosha so Elokim. Rama puts in an unbelievable criteria. For a person to want to move in from the outside of the circle into the inside of the circle, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and dedicate his life to separate himself from the world, he has to holach yosher kamosha so Elokim. He has to be yoshar, straight. The Kodesh Baruch was emes, the Torah is emes, and the only way a person is zeichet to emes is by being straight. Ram Elokim asa sa adam yoshar. Okay, but the Rama puts that as an unbelievable criteria that anyone who wants to dedicate his life to Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be inspired, understand that he's separating himself. And that midah, which is going to be the most essential midah, is yashrus, straightness. Kamosh ha'so Elokim. What does the pasuk say? Elokim also sodom yosha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokai neshomer shenasata bi tahirihi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a neshomer, it was a pure neshomer. It was a neshomer that knew only emes. It was a neshomer that went straight. V'heim bikshu cheshbonos harbe. But the human mind begins twisting and turning everything upside down. Uparak me'al tzavaro. And he took off from himself all cheshbonos harabim. Asher bikshu b'nei Adam, all the cheshbonos that people seek after. Harry said in this Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. The Rambam says that there are around the Mishkan 12 different drachim in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and each one had his own degel. If each one had his own degel, so each one is a valid form. But there's something for people who are inspired, who really understand things, they can move inside. Sheva Levi has to move inside. They have to move closer to the Mishkan. They have to move closer to the Amud Ha'esh and the Amud Ha'anan. Everyone else, it's optional. But they can. And it requires inspiration. It requires understanding. And it requires the midah of yashrus and dedication to absolute emes. And that is not artificial to the human being. That's the most natural way a human being is supposed to be. And if human beings are all twisted and all complicated, That's because that's an atzas yetzara that goes against the basic teva of a human being. Because the lokai neshama shenasata be tahorah. Each one has his own derech and avodas HaKadosh Baruch. If Zvulun is a businessman, it's not that he's a businessman. Zvulun understood that he is a businessman, that's his derech in avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the prophets have to go to avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If may Osher Shmeinu Lachmo, it was very fertile where Asher was, but he understood he's supposed to use that for his avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because what defines a Jew is that what he's a part of a goy kadosh, our metzias is avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything we do in life, and everything we're about, is to use all the different aspects of life, the 12 different darkei avoda, towards avodas HaKadosh Baruch. They're the French people. What defines them as a nation is not avodas HaKadosh Baruch. There's the Spanish people, there's the Polish people, the Russian people, whatever people. They have a culture. They have a national identity. And we have a national identity. And our national identity is avodas HaKadosh Baruch. That's what defines us as a people, and each yochid has to see how he fits in with that. That's the brachos of Yaakov, that's the brachos of Moshe Rabbeinu. Giving each person and each shevet where his specific avodas HaKadosh Baruch who fits in to the totality of being part of a mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh.